All right, Alexander, let's talk about Nord Stream 2 and Germany. We're due for another update, and Nord Stream 2 is still not done, but there are rumors that it'll be done. And, you know, there was sanctions and stonewalling, and now Russia's pissed off at Germany. But what's the update on Nord Stream 2? There's Navalny poisoning. There's all kinds of things, but... It looks like eventually this pipeline will get done. It'll probably be the last time Russia does any type of pipeline with Europe ever again.
Well, the Russians have said that very clearly. They're not going to do any more pipelines with Europe ever again. Though it must be said, Nord Stream 2, if it is finished, which it is now certain to be, we'll come to that in a moment, it is going to be, in terms of pipeline politics, a game changer. I mean, it's going to be a massive pipeline. It's going to massively increase the amount of gas, Russian gas, flowing into Germany. And of course, with Turk Stream coming on too, it will change energy politics in Europe, at least in the medium term. So, you know, we shouldn't underestimate the importance of this, even if it is going to be the last big Russian pipeline project. But the news about Nord Stream 2, and it's really very, very interesting, and it really, we can focus perhaps more on the German side of things in this program. The Germans have made it absolutely clear. They made a whole series of statements over the last couple of days, an important one made by Heiko Maas, the German foreign minister, that Nord Stream 2 is going to be finished, that they're not interested in anything Joe Biden or the United States or Congress or anyone there might have to say about it. They will get it done. They've rushed through the work this over the last few weeks, this month in Germany, of the last remaining structures that had to be built on German territory. All that's now left is a small stretch of underwater pipes that are going to be laid by the Russians. The ships are there to do it, and the expectation is that will start shortly after the New Year holiday. It will be completed in about 2 months, and then the pipeline will be finished, and we will start to see gas flow. So it looks as if that is a done thing. But what is most interesting about this story, this long story, which is interesting and important in itself, but what is interesting is the attitude the Germans are now taking as they see the prospect of a Biden administration looming on the horizon, which is that they're becoming increasingly cocky. They're now saying to themselves, well, we've got someone in the White House who's absolutely not going to push us around in the way that Donald Trump did. And so far from, you know, aligning with the US and doing what the US would like us to do, we're going to follow our own agenda. So we've now settled a deal with the British, which we've discussed in other programs, which is very, very much on German terms. It ensures that Germany retains its massive trade surplus over Britain. Treasure Island, as the Germans call it. We've now seen Nord Stream 2. They're powering ahead with Nord Stream 2. In fact, as I said, they've actually accelerated work on Nord Stream 2 since the US election. And they're saying basically they're going to ignore any US sanctions that are imposed upon it, because clearly they don't really believe that these sanctions have any reality. And most remarkable and astonishing of all, they're now forging ahead and pulling the whole of the rest of the EU behind them. They're forging ahead with a massive trade and investment deal with China. And, you know, this, again, it seems to me, is an extraordinary thumbing of the nose, of the American nose. And not only that, but apparently they're going to go on working with Huawei as well. So it seems that the Germans, at least, have interpreted the Biden election and presidency, if that's what we get, as a sign that they can go back to doing all the things they were doing when Barack Obama was president, cutting deals with the Russians, cutting deals with the Chinese, making various comments about, you know, how they stand alongside the US, but ultimately following their own interests, which are, whilst Angela Merkel and her like remain in the Chancellery in Berlin, in control there, to be very clear, a full-on globalist one.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the Biden administration is also going to be cutting deals with China. So if anything, it complements the, if the Biden administration comes to pass on January 20th, it's going to complement their policy. At the end of the day, it's looking like all roads, whether it's US or Germany, are going to go straight to China.
You're absolutely right, Alex. And can I just say, I mean, it's one of the most astonishing things. Joe Biden is hardly reported on. It's not even reported on widely in the US, and it's been completely ignored in Europe. He did actually what was supposed to be a major speech on foreign policy just a few days ago on Monday. Now, I plowed through it, and my God, it's hard work because it's the usual cliches and dense language that I remember so well during the Obama period. And it's absolutely obvious to me that anybody who expects Joe Biden to stand up for the US in the way that Donald Trump tried to do, be it against Beijing, be it against Berlin, be it against Moscow, in fact, hardly said anything about Russia, by the way. Only thing he said about Russia was that he wanted to cut a deal with them on strategic weapons. Anybody who expects this from the Biden administration, if that's what we get, is going to be massively disappointed because he clearly is following what I can only describe as a Wall Street, high-tech, Davos, globalist, World Economic Forum type agenda, which is go back to what Obama was doing with a few, slight variations, but basically let the processes that existed carry on as before. And we see that the Germans have already sensed it and they're taking advantage of it. They're embracing Beijing. They're plowing ahead with Nord Stream 2. They're going exactly where they want to go because they don't really feel any longer that there's any pressure on them from Washington.
Yeah, so it's going to be color revolutions, regime change wars in the Middle East, most likely back to the Obama days, and full speed ahead with China. And Merkel is fully on board with that, and she's going to pull the EU towards that trajectory as well.
Absolutely. I mean, she's even talking, apparently, I mean, when situations permit, of actually flying to China and negotiating directly with Xi Jinping. Really quite extraordinary to see how this whole thing has unraveled at lightning speed at the mere hint of a Biden presidency coming. So, and as I said, anybody who expects Biden, you remember we've discussed this before, to take a strong line with Moscow. No indication of any of that in this speech that he gave on Monday. As I said, he barely mentioned Russia at all. So we're back where we were. I think Cold War II, if it ever existed, is basically being called off. And you remember we talked about, you know, the divorce that was going to happen between China and the US. Well, it seems to me that what Biden and co are up to, and that includes Merkel, by the way, is that they're trying to go the opposite direction and reconcile with China again. The Chinese, who watch all of these things with great care, if you want to see what they think, go to Global Times, which is their big English language official website, which has, by the way, just had a makeover to make it look more, you know, user-friendly. I mean, they must be watching all of this and they must be rubbing their hands with glee.
What about Ukraine, actually, real quick, the gas passing through Ukraine? Are they going to continue to run, or is that going to be-
Well, of course, the Germans have said, you know, that, you know, they want to see gas continue to run through Ukraine, all this. It's going to end. because realistically, the Germans quite obviously aren't interested in Ukraine anymore. I mean, they got what they wanted out of Ukraine. So they're not going to pursue, they're not going to invest any more in Ukraine. They're going to cut deals with the Russians. They're going to cut much bigger deals with the Chinese. This is what this big Chinese investment forum is all about. This trade investment deal is all about. And Ukraine, that was yesterday's problem.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll leave it there. I mean, Merkel's got to be happy. I mean, absolutely. I don't know. Does this benefit the German people? Does this at the end
no.
of the day?
No. Not in any practical terms. I mean, can I just make one point? I mean, German-Russian trade benefited the German people. They got cheap energy. German businesses, and remember, Germany is still an industrial country. German industry invested heavily in Russia. They were building factories there. They were sorting out joint production. There were Daimler and Kamaz. Kamaz is a big Russian manufacturer. Daimler is also a big truck and car manufacturer. They make the Mercedes cars. They were working together increasingly on various projects. All of those kind of things, all those things that were working quite well for Germany, that basically ended in 2014. There is still quite a lot of German investment in Germany, but that is in the past, really. It's not being renewed. A lot of German investment in Russia was in the past. That was beneficial for Germany. Deals with China benefit only one partner, which is China. China is a bigger industrial economy, far bigger industrial economy than Germany is. So what will now happen is that despite various brave talk about the Chinese opening up their market to the Germans. Do you remember how the Chinese used to talk about opening up their market to the Americans? What it will actually practically mean is that the German industry will be exposed even more to Chinese industrial competition. And they're not up for it. So the Chinese will do very well out of this deal. The German people will not do at all well from this deal, I predict, nor will the EU. But of course, some people, the kind of people who we see in Wall Street and in the tech companies and who also exist in Germany, they will do very well out of it indeed. And they are the strongest voices at the moment.
All right. Globalism, full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead. You know, the foot's right down on the accelerator and it's gaining momentum.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Alexander Berghurst, thank you very much. Guys, click on that like button. Hit that like. It really helps this video get exposure. And go to the Durant Shop. Pick up some merch. Also, check us out on BitChute, on Odyssey, and on Rumble. We are on Rumble as well. So check us out on those platforms.
Absolutely. Please go to our shop. Find the great products we make there, the best magic mugs in the world, unquestionably. The best T-shirts, long-sleeved and short-sleeved, and sweatshirts. And you can see this one has the flag of Scotland there, one of the great nations that make up the United Kingdom. You can get hats too, this one with the flag of Great Britain. You can get hoodies, you can get stickers, you can get sweatshirts. You can get amazing things there. Also ebooks too. Support us by coming to us on our other platforms and also support us through PayPal, Subscribestar, and Patreon. And please also remember to come to our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander Berghurst, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.